Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. My wife and I haven't spent much time in Humboldt County lately. Our latest travels have taken us to the western slopes of Colorado to visit my wife's 95-year-old mother. This Easter season was an opportunity to share some special family time and to see some family and friends that have been so much a part of our lives for nearly 50 years. I have always been especially drawn to the rural area around Glenwood Springs, Basalt, and the Frying Pan River. My personal memories just flow about family and the ties to western Colorado Rockies. I've always been a hunter and fisherman. Over the years, the family has hunted, fished, and hiked the backcountry of the high mountain meadows that polka dot that area surrounding Grand Junction. When my nephews were alive, we always shared many stories about elk hunts and fly fishing. On many occasions, we would end up at a sporting goods store together, looking at the latest gear and talking about an upcoming hunting trip. On this trip, absent my nephews and father-in-law and feeling a little lonely, it wasn't long before I was engaged in conversation with a group of local hunters. I introduced myself, saying that I was from California. When the locals finished laughing and making some friendly slights about my manhood, I quickly injected that I grew up in rural Montana, could ride a horse, fish the frying pan, and knew the difference between a 300 Magnum and a 9mm. I was quickly accepted into the conversation. In that part of the country, the conversation and heated discussion of late have turned quickly to weapons, ammo, new regulations, crazy politicians, and where to hunt for everything from turkey to black bear. The major theme centered on Eastern Slope politicians. The recently passed Colorado weapons restrictions seem to have very negative impact on Colorado hunting folk. The clerk behind the counter produced a flyer about the national boycott of guide services and hunting camps in the state by groups opposed to the new Colorado law. An older gentleman said, "Those progressives dream about a world that doesn't exist and end up hurting law-abiding people while the criminals get away and can get their hands on anything they want." The group all nodded heads in unanimous agreement. A man in the camo hat said, "Perhaps they'll adopt Mayor Cuomo's line about everyone holding the law up through an honor system." Again, we all laughed. One more comment came from the group about a shop in Utah selling hunting supplies, including large-capacity magazines. The spokesman in the shop said that he hated to see ammo and reloading supplies go to another state, and the clerk commented again, "I hate to see you folks do business someplace else, but I understand. The Colorado weapons law just isn't right." How enlightening it was to discuss weapons use, family traditions, and the political issues with like-minded strangers. Weapons laws are not affixed to anything. It's like driving 75 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone and being passed by everything on the highway. Most people will blow off unenforceable laws. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.